Chapter 9. The Stallion. On the outskirts of Houston, retired Colonel Jasper Mickelson sipped his morning coffee as he read the Chronicle. He'd slept fitfully after hearing another of his old comrades had died accidentally. A widower, Mickelson now ran a profitable ranch and stud farm with his two sons. His thoughts were interrupted by his eldest son, Randy.
"Morning, Dad."
"Good morning, son. Where's your brother?"
"Trey is loading the stallion, sir. Soon as you finish your coffee, we can get moving."
The colonel dropped the newspaper into the trash bin as he walked to the door.
"I'm ready. Let's go."
Outside in the main yard, Trey Mickelson was having a problem with the loading of the big animal. The skittish thoroughbred reared up, stomped its hooves and kicked up a sizable dust cloud in its effort to stay out of the horse box. His older brother ran across and took hold of the frightened animal's bridle, pulling hard down. Then, as he looked the magnificent creature in the eyes, he spoke quietly, calming the stallion, then gently coaxed the big horse up the ramp and into the back of the trailer. He secured the bridle straps to the sides of the box, and, as he came down the ramp, smiled at Trey.
"Sometimes you gotta treat 'em like women, bro. A firm hand, eye contact, and gentleness. Works every time."
The colonel laughed.
"Close him up, boys. The big fella's got a date with a cute mare over at McLeod's today."
The Mickelsons had been driving for about 30 minutes when they left the highway and turned onto the private road to the McLeod ranch. Randy had noticed the big 4x4 in the rear mirror several miles back, but it was only after it turned off and followed them onto the ranch road that he spoke.
"We got a crazy guy behind us, flashing his lights."
The colonel looked in the side mirror. "Slow down, son. Let the idiot pass." The following morning, the lead story in the Houston Chronicle was of a retired army colonel and his two sons who'd been killed during the theft of a valuable stallion. The newspaper reported how the trailer was found empty, while the bullet-ridden vehicle had the bodies of Colonel Jasper Mickelson and his sons Randy and Trey. The local police said they were doing all possible to find the perpetrators of this terrible crime. In the back of his limo, President-elect Alex Mason was on his way to the Senate when his smartphone signaled an incoming message. He swiped the screen and the message appeared, showing the Houston Chronicle's piece about the robbery and killing on the McLeod Road. Mason smiled as he took out a fine leather cigar wallet. He carefully removed a Monte Cristo and ran the expensive cigar under his nostrils as he savoured the delicate aroma. Pressing the intercom, he said to the driver, "Go through the park, please, Henry. I'm in no rush today." It would be over a month until the rotting, half-eaten carcass of the thoroughbred would be found by an old Cherokee Indian walking his dog.